Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio Broadcast. And it's great to be here again today, and thanks for the letters you're sending. And I love to hear those little words of encouragement, and we welcome the new listeners and their new stations. And you might just have to get used to me. But I preach, or try to preach, Christ and Him crucified. Oh, yes. And we're looking at the designations of the gospel. This week we've seen that the gospel is called the gospel of Christ, it's the gospel of His Son, it's the gospel of God, and so on and so forth. Final designation I want to give you is that sometimes the gospel is called the everlasting gospel. And you know why? That means that there'll never be another gospel. There'll be no other gospel that will save. There'll be no new teacher from heaven who'll come and save. This business about Muhammad being a further revelation of God is nonsense, because the gospel is everlasting. It's a finished gospel. God has no more to say to us about our condition than He said. Hey, what else can He add to what He said? He's told us honestly and bluntly and sincerely that we're sinners, and because we're sinners, we're lost, and we're blind, and we can't see, and we're deaf, and we can't hear, and our hearts are like stone, and we're lost, and we're doomed. But God loved us so much, He tells us, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And so there'll never be another gospel to replace that. There's no one else to come. Heaven has nothing else to say to us about our condition. The Lord Jesus has come to this earth, has lived for us. He has accomplished salvation by dying on the cross and rising again on the third day. And He has ascended into heaven, and the blood was taken and put on the mercy seat. And there's mercy now for you. There's mercy for me. Christ Jesus has entered into glory. Oh, yes, and He's going to come back from glory to receive us unto Himself. Now, if that's not enough to make a Presbyterian say amen, I don't know what is. Listen, this is good news. But my dear friend listening to me, what about you? Are you going to heaven? Do you have eternal life? Have you received by simple faith Jesus Christ is your Savior and your Lord and your Master? Do you know that He has paid for your sins? Have you gone to Him and believed on Him? Oh, listen, if you haven't, you'll perish. And why would you perish? Well, you say, I'm a bad person. Hey, listen, Jesus came for bad people. Jesus came for sinners. He's the friend of sinners. He didn't come... You know, look, if it's only when you're sick that you go to the doctor. So there's no shame here in admitting that you're a sinner. And if you know that you're a sinner, a hell-bound sinner, then come by simple faith to Jesus. Ask Him to forgive you and to save you, and He will. And that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. Miles loves to hear from you, and our address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016. Or in Europe, P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.